Daddy, look at the salad. Is it Mom? No, Mom, you didn't do it right.
And then what was that? What was I supposed to do?
See?
Is it gone?
I believe so.
Same.
Oh. Where?
Just talk regular.
Oh. Same place your name is always.
Without the Allen anymore.
Allison Riley.
Dennis.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Now what do I say?
Say you're recording your dinner for David Arlington.
Right.
No way.
Okay. Now we don't have to think about it anymore.
Tell David you'll have a taco for him.
I'll have a taco. Oh, can you vacuum me a taco?
Can we stop this and see if it's working? Sure. Can anybody say another word? Like what?
I'm gonna know a word. Happy birthday to you!
Also, we're supposed to pretend like we don't know what's there.
Right.
Just ignore it and eat your dinner.
It'll ignore you too.
Alright. Daddy.
Hello. We picked a good crunchy dinner, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. You've got your gag.
Let's put these on.
Allison, what were you and Dad doing out there?
Sitting, playing, talking.
I see.
Eating them.
What were you eating?
Peanuts.
That's really good. I was looking for them.
You didn't have all of them, did you?
Oh, no.
Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Can we play that recorder again?
Well, we'll play it after dinner, maybe.
What? Why can't we play it now? He told you to play it at dinner time, didn't he?
No, to record it at dinner time.
Oh.
And then we'll play it after dinner.
Allison, can you tell Graham about what the rest of this stuff we did with David was?
Oh. No, I don't remember.
You don't remember any of it?
Well, I only remember one.
What?
What?
Me and you had lunch there.
You and I did. Mm-hmm. What were we doing when we had lunch there?
Well, we played a bit. Remember mm-hmm. the playroom?
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite thing in there?
The store.
Can you describe that to Grandma?
Mm-hmm, good.
Okay.
Well, it's a long story.
Well, we've got time.
It's not dark, kid.
Well, it could be. By the time I finish.
Okay. Well, that's probably right.
Could you tell her kind of briefly what was in the store?
You're kidding? With this?
Well.
That's last night's leftovers.
Okay.
Very little salad.
Little cookies.
Iced tea bags. Woo! Mm-hmm. And
cereal, right? Cereal?
Mm-hmm. Cash register?
Allison, listen to me.
No, thanks.
Like another Alex?
Yes.
They are eating ripe olives?
Ripe olives?
Mm-hmm.
I will.
Green.
Yep.
Or green. Wow. The first part of this tape was made in a cabin out in the Berkshires, and the batteries ran out on the recorder, so we're going to record a little more at dinner at home tonight.
Amen.
That's funny. For a little girl like you, I mean a little man. I can't figure it out.
There you go. It won't be so crunchy.
What's the matter with you?
With me?
Yeah. I mean, what did you say? Or how did you learn more?
What?
Mind.
Tell us about school today.
Not much.
We did some work.
You did work?
Yeah.
Oh, great. We need an extra drink.
What kind of work did you do?
There's a new rice work that you put rice on, and then you, after you do that, you make letters in the rice. To get them on, you shake the plate like this, mm-hmm. and they, erase the letters.
Hmm.
That's all I have to say, Mom.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's it.
Hmm.
Can I have some rice?
Sure.
Well, why is it that Sherry thinks you're so eager to learn?
You and Amy are just really interested in getting started with your work, is that right?
With the rice?
No.
No.
Dad?
Hello?
When do you want to take the tape
recorder? When do I want to what?
What do you want to do the tape recorder?
What do you mean, do it?
Tape what we're saying now.
When?
How about now?
Oh, I don't know. How about next Thursday? I know. Mom and I will take the dinner we have when you and John go see the Muppet movie.
Daddy!
What would be wrong with that?
I wouldn't be able to hear it.
You wouldn't be able to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
We'd tell you about it.
No. I want to hear it.
Mm.
Why can't we do it right now?
I think we are doing it right now.
I mean, not... talk, so we'll take a deep, so not talk, I mean, we'll take our voices, but do that.
Yeah.
I mean, not do that.
Not do that. Why not?
You explain.
I don't mean we can talk to make it sound our voices up, but when do you want to record them and make them the same things that we say, the recorder thing says it?
Play it back.
Replay it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
How about during dessert?
No.
What up?
Why not?
I don't do it now.
Well, if we do it now, then they won't take whatever we say now.
What?
We're supposed to do it during dinner.
No.
We are.
We're supposed to play our voices after dinner.
That's right.
Right.
And make our
voices on the tape during dinner.
Oh.
So tell an interesting anecdote.
If you want me to tell them, you'll have to tell me what it is.
An anecdote is a short, sort of a short story.
Humorous story.
A slice
of life.
Well,
it's your turn.
It is?
Yeah. I just.
Well, I went to a meeting today where people got hypnotized.
Did you see them?
I got hypnotized.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting. The guy who does it for people who have terrible, terrible pain from a very bad sickness called cancer.
Why did you get hypnotized?
Well, he did this thing with everybody in the audience. We had to sit very quietly and close our eyes. and relax and think of our favorite music.
I mean, I thought I did.
No, he didn't do that.
Barry Manilow.
I thought of Barry Manilow, and I threw up right there.
You really did?
No.
Mom.
Dad's making a joke.
This is really how you think it does.
That's it?
Besides, I'm just entirely in my well.
Where did you live at? Allison, she's hypnotized. Wake
Where
up.
Do you want me to be?
In bed.
Wake up.
Dad, I mean, what animal or something like that?
A bat.
I don't know how to be one. A monkey? An elephant?
I want you to be some animal that eats fish and rice.
A pelican.
It is a pelican. Oh my gosh, a pelican at our table. Allison, how is Sherry's class different than the class you had last year? Do you know that? Could you stop being a pelican and be a girl now? Listen, what's different about your class this year?
Different world. And it looks different.
How does it look different? What'd you say?
Different work.
Like what?
Of the rice.
Mm-hmm.
And there's story paper. There's a book paper.
Story paper. Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Make stories on.
Oh, you make stories on it.
Not just me.
Well, I mean, children make stories on it.
Oh.
You know what you mean?
Is Brownie in your room?
Really? A girl named Space at your school?
Mm-hmm. What?
No.
You said it a while ago.
Spacey.
Oh, that's a good name.
Whose name is Stacy?
I'm okay in my class.
You sure it's not Stacy?
Stacy? Oh, you mean in different dress?
Yeah.
You know, in white dress?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Stacy.
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 Well, that's good. Stacy's a pretty funny name for a kid, don't you think?
I don't know.
More face?
Yeah.
Well, so there's Stacy, but did I see Brownie in your room? Where's your napkin?
Yeah, come on.
Where's your fork?
Yeah, use your fork. Don't eat your rice with your
hands. Heaven.
Or you'll erase the picture.
Daddy.
Well, anyway, so is Brownie in your room?
Why are you asking me that?
I know, but I didn't get really a straight answer.
Who's Brownie?
My hamster.
Oh, a hamster.
I thought I saw a list of people who are supposed to feed Brownie. Is that right?
You one of
them? What?
Are you one of them?
Allison, Amy, Hank, Hope, and Mark.
In alphabetical order.
5.
That's on there.
The days of the week?
Mm-hmm. The only one she didn't, the only kid she didn't put up, I mean the only grown-up kid she didn't put up.
Which kid?
No,
she's not grown up?
No, she's only 2 years old.
Oh, that's pretty grown up.
Who did she put up?
Well, maybe this is really funny. She didn't put it in her own name.
Her own name?
Carrie.
Well, maybe she thinks if she's the teacher, she shouldn't have to feed the hamster.
I think that's why she's the teacher.
So she doesn't have to feed the hamster?
Mm-hmm. She knows enough to make the list out.
Right.
Without her name on it.
So...
Wait, why'd you take that candle off?
Well, it's kind of dripping crooked. So you have Brownie.
You work with...
Do you have new Montessori inserts? Did I see those?
Yeah. Mom?
Hmm?
Like pizza things?
They look like pizzas. Yeah, I saw those.
Yeah, I want to try and hypnotize you.
You do? Okay.
What's that? It's a cat. And there...
It's Timothy on your chair.
Timothy on your chair.
Okay, hypnotize him.
Yeah, I'm going to try and hypnotize you from not smoking.
Oh, good.
Well, no. I relax, you're not going to let me smoke. Yes, I can.
Dummy up. Don't smoke. Don't smoke.
This is real child abuse.
Abuse by a child.
Sit down. Don't smoke.
When can he get out of the trance? Count, you count backwards, 3, 2, 1, and when you say 1, like that, he wakes up.
Count it, 3, 2,
you do it.
Oh, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, well, that was fun. That was great.
No.
I have a cigarette.
What? What?
I think I have a cigarette.
A failure. At least this time it didn't cost us $130.
You can't smoke that cigarette! $110.
Well,
can I try you?
87.
Get out of my way, cat. I'm just trying to hypnotize you.
Okay.
To don't eat
too
much.
I
know.
Oh,
skeletons. All the skeletons
are
pouring out of our cabinet. Okay, I'm ready.
You can eat pizza. Three, two, one. Wake up! Try it.
Try what? I've been trying to wake her up for a long time.
Wake up!
Oh, goodness, where am I?
You just got hypnotized.
I did?
Yeah.
Who hypnotized me?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'll have a cigarette.
You mean eat a cigarette?
Come here.
Why would you put in your fish?
I'm not done with my owl. That's your kitty.
Allison, you want to blow out these candles?
I'm gonna blow up these candles. Oh, it's so hard to wax.